Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Indian Army has just unveiled a comprehensive roadmap for unmanned aerial systems, commonly known as drones, and loitering munitions, a significant step forward in the country's defense capabilities. What makes this significant is that this roadmap outlines the requirements for 30 UAS types across approximately 80 variants in 5 operational categories. First, it signals the Army's intent to indigenize drone capabilities and direct future procurement and design priorities. This is a crucial step towards enhancing the country's defense capabilities and reducing dependence on foreign technology. Building on this, the roadmap references key concepts such as MUMT, or man-in-man teaming, where piloted aircraft, such as helicopters or fighters, coordinate with UAS to extend ISR reach and precision strike capability. This concept has been successfully used by the US in Apache Grey Eagle teaming, and India's ALH Dhruv and future IMRH are candidate platforms for such operations. But why does this matter? The use of drones has become critical in modern warfare, as lessons from recent conflicts have shown. For instance, in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict in 2020, Azerbaijan's Bayraktar TB2 drones decisively defeated Armenian armor, marking the first major confirmation of loitering munitions' battlefield dominance. Similarly, in the Ukraine-Russia war, both sides have used FPV kamikaze drones at scale, with drones now accounting for the majority of battlefield strikes. What does this mean for India's strategic position? These conflicts have reshaped global military doctrine, accelerating India's drone ambitions. The country has been working towards indigenous development of drones, with initiatives such as Atmanirbhar Bharat, or Self-Reliant India, aiming to promote domestic manufacturing. Crucially, the government has taken steps to support the development of the drone industry, including the export of loitering munitions, such as the Nagastra 1, to friendly countries. The Defense Research and Development Organization, or DRDO, is also developing the Archer loitering munition, and the Economic Survey has highlighted drones as a key dual-use technology for export growth. Now, let us turn to the aspect of defense against adversary drones. The roadmap addresses counter-UAS, or CUAS, measures, including electromagnetic jamming, hard-kill systems, drone detection, and netting and physical barriers at critical installations. India's integrated air defense network is being upgraded to handle the drone threat, including from Pakistan's growing UAS inventory, such as the TB2 and Shahpur-2. It is worth pausing here to note that this development has significant implications for India's security doctrine. The use of drones has changed the nature of warfare, and India needs to adapt its strategies to stay ahead. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which deals with security, including internal and external security, and the role of technology in modern warfare. The indigenization of defense capabilities, including drones, is a key aspect of Atmanirbhar Bharat, and understanding these developments is crucial for your preparation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Army has released a 50-page technology roadmap for unmanned aerial systems and loitering munitions, outlining requirements for 30 UAS types across approximately 80 variants in 5 operational categories. Remember this number, 30 UAS types, as it is a crucial aspect of the roadmap. With this roadmap in place, India is poised to enhance its defense capabilities and become a significant player in the global drone industry. This development has far-reaching implications for the country's strategic position and its ability to respond to emerging security challenges.